What's up, everybody? It's another episode of the D Start Show. What's going on with you, Nikiwa?
What's going on, y'all? Big Key, hey, man, McKee you... in the building.
Hey, did you experience that AT&T shit?
No, I ain't got no AT&T, my dude. I got the T-Mobile Sprint combo type thing.
Boy, hey, the AT&T album made me change my own carrier, boy.
Everybody was a little bit mad about that. I said, okay.
I was mad as hell, man. The only reason I figured out because I was riding and I couldn't listen to none of my damn music on my Apple.
So how did you figure out that it was AT&T that was the problem?
Because I got a work phone also, so it was working. I'm like, shit, I know I paid these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
I heard it on the radio, so I guess if I did have AT&T and I didn't know why my phone was working, the radio would have let me know. You know, they was talking about that early this morning.
Man, but I was already up around about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sucks.
It really does. If I was traveling and I ain't know where I was going, I'd have been messed up, you know?
Oh, yeah, GPS and stuff. You know, nobody know where they going these days.
For real.
Damn.
That's like super messed up.
Yeah, I seen a lot of people like was on Facebook, Instagram, pretty much pissed off. They was tagging AT&T like this some bull.
Hey, they need to get started giving some discounts.
You better ask for a credit. That's what I would do. Anytime anything happened with my phone, I'm on the phone with them folks. Like, I need a credit for everything I done been through, my pain and suffering.
You know, I went through that shit one time when they broke it down with the costs and everything. They were like, man, okay. Oh, it's only like $10 or something. You know what I'm saying? Little... That shit crazy. Hey, yeah, I don't think Yetta or Kevin will be on tonight. I know Kevin was kind of sick the last couple of days, so he won't be on tonight. Tonight is our domestic violence show.
Hopefully he feel better. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's... You know, that boy going around.
Yeah, it's that time of year, too, usually, like, where people start catching colds or the flu because, you know, the weather changing. You know what they call old folks call it that pneumonia weather.
Yep. Because the seasons just keep changing, man. We supposed to get snow tomorrow this way.
We got snow today. It's actually been in, like, the 60s and the high 50s these last couple of days, but today we had got snow.
But yeah, we're supposed to get snow in the morning, so it's moving over this way right here. What's going on with you, Joy?
Same old thing, man. Same old thing. It is snowing extra hot and heavy, though, where I'm at, bro. I'm
cars
almost covered up.
Man. Hey, we were just talking about the AT&T thing, boy.
But
I was hot, but I ain't gonna lie to you, but I was hot.
But listen, I'm still might finna cancel that.
Not you still, man.
Well, I'm still mad. Let me tell you something. When I found out about the whole thing, I was cool. Then I found out other folks with other carriers was good. AT&T was still all bad. I said, oh no, nah,
bro. So what did they say happened? They said like something hit a tower and messed it up.
They said it was routine maintenance
and fuck that.
And something went wrong and they don't know what happened and it was just down for me. I don't believe none of that, but I don't believe none of
that. Damn, a routine maintenance dog. Hey, I pay for a service. I need to have it at all times.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. Y'all take that paper when y'all ready to take it.
For real.
So I might go and switch to Verizon, dog. I heard folks with Verizon either wasn't impacted or they got their service right back on almost like an hour or two.
I don't think it was impacted, dog, because my work phone is with Verizon and it was working just fine.
But I know AT&T stock finna drop extra hard.
Now, I told D, y'all better be trying to get some credits off they butt because that's what I be trying to do.
Man, credits, but damn that, boy, they gonna lose a customer.
For real, because this shit may happen again.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, come on, dog. You get me once, you got me. The next time, you ain't getting me.
Hey, Jordan, just imagine if we were traveling or some shit, dog, and you using your damn maps. Well, now you can't use your damn maps. Come on, now.
you right about that. One thing about me, I know most of the highways in the country, so I ain't pressed about it.
Oh, we forgot you a worldwide driver.
It's a fucking principle, though. It's the principle, dog.
You right. I'm a dispatcher. I had some drivers on the road that was 38 because they couldn't use their phone.
We forgot you was a worldwide driver.
Yeah, I be moving around. Now, I tell you exactly how to get to California right now. No cell phone.
Dang, I know who. I would never be driving to California, so I don't even know why I was going to say that.
I ain't been driving out no damn cell phone.
I know who to call, but I'm
definitely. I tell you exactly how to get to D House, no cell phone.
Hey. You'll probably have to FaceTime me, facts.
And you know what? The crazy thing is, bro, most of the highways got the signs for a bit to know where to go.
Really, really, they do, though. Really. You're right.
But exactly. The signs be like, okay, like, just let me tell you for a good example. If I'm getting on the highway, like, close to where I live and I'm going towards Glen Park, I got to get on where it says Chicago to take me towards that way. So it don't tell you where you got to go.
Hey, if you from the G and you don't know how to get to
Glen Park. I know, but I'm saying, what if I didn't know? It's not telling me where to go.
You right. I get that.
That should be just saying shit.
Hey, I told one of my other coworkers today, because I drive as contractors, I said, boy, listen, yeah, better have a map, but you better pull out that McCall.
Atlas shit.
Yeah. You better print out them MapQuest directions if you need to, bitch.
Not the MapQuest.
Don't act like your parents ain't used to do it.
Yeah. I remember going on family reunions and my granddaddy used to buy. Can you get on that thing and pull up the directions, and it just be like the printed words with the time by time directions. And I'd be like, what the hell did y'all used to do before this? And then he was like, I lost my way. I used to know how to get to these places, you know, like the back of my hand. They done created all these different roads and structures and stuff. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, listen, bro. This a wake up call for everybody who rely on modern technology to do stuff, man.
You can crash it in time.
Yeah, I wasn't really like too impacted except for the job, but we still had email, so I could still email a lot of my coworkers for everything. But
what do you use the email on your phone?
No, I use email on my computer. But the problem is, I use the hotspot on my phone, so I had to connect to my people Wi-Fi, which I don't like connecting to people Wi-Fi because it don't be as strong as my phone.
The Wi-Fi don't be as strong as your phone?
Yeah, because people Wi-Fi's be having 39 and a half devices on
The TVs, the radios, the speakers, the cell phone.
They cell phone, your cell phone, the iPad, the keys, iPad. The tablets. Yeah, come on now.
But no, y'all, when I really think about it, I think about this all the time. Like, before technology, how the fuck, even before highways, how the fuck did people know they was going?
Man, the compass just stopped to ask for directions. You ain't never
north, south, east, west. You just keep going east till you think you in sense. I don't know where the hell east is going.
How you get to Chicago?
Chicago is okay. Hold on, let me think about it.
Oh my god,
Chicago is west. I'm
you go
east.
Up here and make a left, and
well, see, this the thing, man. People gotta know. The sense of direction, you got to know the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. So that's
now, I'm not going to be thinking about that shit. Now, what I know about where I live at is North Lake Hospital is down this way, but South Lake Hospital is south towards Maryville, Crown Point. That's going south. East side of Broadway, west side of Broadway. That's how I figure it out.
Well, you need to know that. You need to know the difference between interstates, which like 80, 94, 65, 70, 71, 73, 75. You need to know the interstates that are even run east and west. And you need to know that the interstates that are odd run north and south.
Well, just make me a map and please, because I don't know.
You hear. And then another thing to remember is, too, when you're traveling, a lot of the U.S. highways, like U.S. 6, mm-hmm. That's a highway that runs through a state. Well, it's an old highway that runs through a state, but it's not just like where we at. US 6 is Ridge Road, but US 6 actually run through, you know, most major parts of the country. That be run all the way from New York to I want to say like Colorado.
Put me on Ridge Road and take me to New York. God damn it.
Oh, but you are.
I'm just fucking around, but that goes your morning traffic, well, nighttime traffic report with Jordan and D, because I can't help you get nowhere.
Yeah, but a bit be missing Siri, dog. Turn left.
I'm looking at USC's right now to see if that bit run in New York. It might only run in Pennsylvania.
I'm finna put Jordan voice on the Siri. It's gonna be like, bit turn left.
Hey, turn left, bitch, cut it.
You missing it, bitch. You passing it.
I can't with y'all. Have y'all been did we recap All-Star Weekend already?
No, but I can if y'all want me.
Yeah, okay, hey, so you can recap, but before Jordan recaps, I do have like a little short statistic on All-Star Weekend, which was hosted in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it says NBA All-Star 2024 Indianapolis was a record-breaking event. According to the Indiana Pacers, it was the highest attended All-Star game in 14 years with over 190,000 fans in attendance. The event also provided $3.5 million to youth and families of those in need. And that came from Indy All-Star 2024 at WRTV.com Sports. So I guess they might have donated some of those proceeds from All-Stars to family and children in need through Indianapolis and things like that. Jordan gonna have, he gonna recap because he actually went down there and seen some of the things. I did not attend, but I want to know what the vibes was giving.
Yeah, hey, please let us know, Joy.
Man, I'm gonna tell y'all, no BAP. All Star Weekend got me never wanting to go to Indianapolis for anything
else. God damn.
Damn, man.
Look. I ain't even finna cap to y'all, bro. It was a good time, but I mean. My thing about it is, after spending the money I spent, number one, I should have planned ahead, and that was on me. Mm-hmm. I should have planned well enough in the head where I didn't have to spend that much bread, but it is what it is. It was definitely a decent time. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, but kind of like touching on our topic today with the whole domestic violence piece, bro. One of my partners was at a Waffle House, and Nikiva, you know this story, bro. I think like two people got shot. One person got killed. Actually, five people got shot. I think one person got killed.
Yeah, so the news reported that one was fatal and five people shot.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like that. And I told my partner who I went with, I said, hey, one thing about me is, bro, I don't do too much partying, bro. I'm good on all the house parties, the mansion parties. I'm straight because, realistically speaking, man, if it ain't enough exes for me, I ain't going, bro.
I feel you, but I
jump out of the big kitchen window if I got to.
So Jordan, how you equate? I mean, that happened in a Waffle House. That's just going to get something to eat.
Well, that's the one way in.
This my thing, bro. The whole All Star Weekend was cool, bro. I went to the dunk contest, the 3-point contest. It was cool. My old lady said she enjoyed it, so I was happy about that piece. But just the whole surrounding area of Nap, bro. Mm-hmm. One of the parties we went to end up getting shut down. Another party we was gonna go to end up getting shot up. The Waffle House end up getting shot up. The customer service that I received at some of the restaurants in Nap was really like subpar, like borderline. I think it was racism, and I've never experienced anything like that up in Northwest Indiana, where we stay at Nikiva. So for me. If All Star Weekend was ever hosted in Napa again, I probably wouldn't go.
Go ahead.
Just because of my experience the first time, and number two, I really don't mess with Nap like that at all. Now.
How you would? In Nap, y'all, they be like, "How you what?" And that's kind of like saying, "Like, what's up? How you what?" I mean, that's
what is that?
What is that?
What the fuck? I don't know. I'm not from Napa. I'm trying to tell y'all what they be saying. Them motherfuckers be like, "How you what?" And I be like, "Huh?" But that's the same thing to like out there. That's like saying, "What up? Like, what's going on? What's going down? Like, how you what?" I mean, it's very ghetto, broken English, but
Yeah, to me, bro, I'm not going to lie to y'all. And folks from NAP could be mad at me all you want, but I ain't coming back down there for nothing.
He said nothing.
If I spin through NAP, that's all it's going to be. Me spinning through NAP, that's it.
Coming to the net, huh?
Maybe. Shoot. But...
I can't say. You know what? I got a couple friends, homegirls that live in Indianapolis, and not as frequently as I used to, but I used to visit down there frequently, but we've never... even as like kind of like young as like college days, we always went to like the stuff that was kind of like not small parties, more like, you know, bigger places, more exes, more diverse groups of people. Now, you have to remember that it was All-Star. So you have people coming and traveling from all likes of the world. And then we live in Gary, so you have everybody coming down from Gary because Indianapolis is right there. So this is their chance to be able to go to something like this. I'm not sure what parties and, you know, what went on where and where the people, you know, came from that allegedly had these things going on. But anytime you have that many people that's on their way someplace, they're going to congregate in someplace, you can't expect things like this to happen. We would hope not, but, you know, it is to be expected, along with things like there was a lot of scamming going on. So I've heard, and I know a few people who have bought tickets to certain events on like Eventbrite, and they were fake they were fake events. These events were not even really being held. These people made these Eventbrites, took this money, and these places were not booked places to have actual events, or people was buying tickets through, you know, different forms of ticket paying, and these were not actual events. They're pulling up and it's nowhere. It's a parking lot. It's a warehouse that's shut down. Things like that. I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to go, but I did sit out this year just because, for one, I feel like it would have been a lot of unnecessary money to go 2 hours away. You know, hair, especially for a woman, getting all that stuff done here, buying tickets to go XYZ. My friends that did go did have a ball, but they also do live in Indianapolis, which I think, you know, that's kind of different when you ain't got to, like, directly travel down somewhere to do all that. But overall, I think it was cool to be able to have something in the region that came this way, that we was able to host, you know, have celebrities come down and stuff like that. All the stuff that happened that was negative, I don't think that it wouldn't have if it was in Atlanta, I think the same type of stuff will be happening, you know?
You know where it goes, but hold on my second. It goes back to our people, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to get on to these African-American people. We don't know how to act when we have stuff in our cities and our area, because Napa is a black town also, just like Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So when we all get together, we act like we don't know how to act.
Well, I think it's not even – I don't even think it's about where it's being hosted, because we can go to – it can be – any other city or state where the NBA All-Stars could be hosted, but you have to think about – the crowd of people that's coming. So I don't think about where it is. I think it's just really the culture overall. And the culture, unfortunately, has different pockets, you know, that serve different parts of our community. We have the people that are stand-up folks that's trying to do things the right way, buy the tickets the right way. You got your scammers. And, I mean, that's just going to be anywhere you go. I don't think it's necessarily where you have these things. It's just about us having to shift the change of the culture and wanting better experiences for things that are created for us to, you know, indulge in. That's supposed to be culture, you know. NBA, that's mostly, I don't know if it's mostly black or white men that play in the NBA, so I really can't speak to that, but from what I know, it's lot of black people. Black men that play in the NBA, mostly black men that attend these things, and black women couples and stuff like that, etc. I don't know when is it going to start clicking for us that these things, when they come to our cities or other people's cities and we're traveling, I'm not traveling nowhere to go have a bad time. I'm not traveling nowhere to go scam. I'm not traveling to go to jail, get shot, or have to go fight no bitches unless that shit really coming. You know, I could walk away from a fight when I'm not in my hometown or some stuff like that, because I didn't travel for that. So at one point is we going to start like letting these experiences be luxury experiences for us. People pay thousands of dollars to go to these places and act up, or, you know, not get what they pay for and stuff like that. Like, I just think it's crazy. But overall, if everybody had a good time and, you know, it was just a few hiccups that came out of it, I guess we can't expect things to always be grand every time, but it's just, let's do a little bit better.
And you know what?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
say, bro, to me, it, like, I ain't really big into sports, so I was kind of just going for the atmosphere, for the environment. But I will tell you, like, the three-point contest, the dunk contest, I don't know how that turned. But my cousin also went to HBCU showcase, and he said, but every time I see pictures.
You breaking up a little bit.
It sounds like AT&T still messing with you, boy.
But hold on, my.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Y'all gonna get AT&T canceled tonight, bitch. Hold on.
My Wi-Fi been jumping ever since I moved and got my shit right. They ain't been able to say shit about my shit. Put that on God. The flow right now. While Jordan getting that together, I will just say, yeah, for me, if I'm going places like that, I just want to have a luxurious experience. You know, I want to go. It's almost like going to being out of town when you ain't out of town. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go and live like I'm at the crib. I want to go and have me a good time. I want to dress up. I want to go out. I want to see celebrities, and I want to indulge in fun, stay fun, and fun that's worth my money. You get what I'm saying, D?
Right.
So. We all got, you know, different avenues and different, you know, the way we play different parts and these things like that. But let's just have a good time and make sure that we being safe. I hate that every time, you know, and we probably can talk about this another time. But I honestly, and I talked to one of my friends about this the other day, like, we desensitized to a lot of stuff because I grew up with a lot of parties. I grew up where a lot of parties had got shot up before, or even going out as an adult and stuff like that. But people don't realize that that's like a PTSD thing. Like, I really get anxious, like, sometimes when I go in, like, small places, if I'm looking for, like, if I can't put my eyes on the exit, like, if I can't make an escape plan in my head when I'm in somewhere, even though it shouldn't be like that. I grew up, like, as a teenager till probably, like, my early 20s, where I've been to several parties that it has been a shooting in. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go nowhere where I have to feel like I'm amongst a crowd where that can potentially happen. Even though it can happen anywhere, I don't want that to be on the forefront of my mind when I'm going somewhere. So I just choose to go places where I feel like that does not have to be on the forefront of my mind.
See you on that.
Hey, man, listen, like I was saying before I got cut off the call, I don't really think that I'm into sports like that at all. Like, I really don't be caring. And, you know, a lot of people is into sports and football and stuff like that. Me personally, it's not like one of them things that's appealing to me. Like, it just ain't, you know, sometimes I know a little bit or a lot about athletes, but to me, it's just like all of that entertainment stuff I'm kind of like putting to the side. I'm in that space in my life where I want to make as much money as I can now. So when I get about 35, 40, I could sit back and relax.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I really don't care about sports at all. I know what basketball looks like. I think I know a touchdown. Other than that, I'm into like the aesthetic around it. Like, I love the thought of going to like a basketball game as a date, and because I do enjoy watching basketball when I'm actually watching. Like, I can follow basketball because I played basketball in high school. But anything
you was a good hooper, or you was one of them hoopers?
No. I wasn't like all that. They wasn't like cheering me on or nothing. I was like just on the team. I scored a couple shots. I was a
right bench or left bench.
No. I was a power
four. You was probably power four. You was either power four or small four.
I think I was a power four, and I used to just be running. All I know is when I got the ball, I had a nice little, you know, shot on me and stuff. You know, free throws was my thing.
They put your picture next to Larry Bird's picture in the Hall of Fame.
That was not.
You stupid.
Y'all some haters, anyways. Fuck y'all.
Hey, man, on a serious note, man, we got a serious show tonight, man. We got a listener letter. We're going to be talking about domestic violence. Do anybody have anything about social media before we go into the listener letter?
I do have a few things I want to touch on social media. I know Calvin's not here, and he's kind of been taking his break from social media. But y'all know I'm always talking about motherfucking TikTok and Big Kiva Key. I got some little TikTok news for y'all. So I don't know if y'all have heard about...
We were just talking about your internet. You know?
Yeah, yeah. We need to go call Comcast right now.
She was just talking about your internet, boy. Boy,
yeah. Y'all was just on me because I got AT&T, bitch. Here she go. I cutting out in the middle of the show, man.
Hey, I wear AT&T too, but boy, look at
but I'm I'm telling you now.
First of all, I can still hear y'all talking about me. What happened was I forgot the lady name. I tried to get on TikTok and it cut me off. Anyway, back to my news in the TikTok world. If y'all don't know, my fave, Tisa Risa, I forgot which one it is because TikTok cut me out. She got the 50-part series with Miss Risa Tisa about her pathological liar of a man that she married and found out all these things while she was married to him. And he lied about everything from the death. Hello?
Yeah, we we talk about her connection so bad she got to confirm.
Because y'all got quiet. Okay, the death of his family members. And so basically this guy was living a double life. He was like volunteering lies so much that they had got together. He married her under a false name, false social security number, false pretenses. It took her almost a year to figure these things out. She started doing research. He like literally just volunteered and did so many things that he did not have to do. So basically as time went on, she realized like she was married to a stranger. This man was not his real name. Not his real social. Not he lied about his parents that were deceased, where they were buried, where he was from, his ex-wife, his stepchildren. He lied literally about every single thing. He also went so far to the point where every morning he would be on the phone with his so-called brother, 45 minutes, 30 minutes in the morning. You know, wake up in the morning, talk to your brother. You know, while you can dress his blood brother. This man was never on the phone with anybody. When it came down to, you know, part 42, 41, she's getting involved and finding out his actual real family, not all these people that he said had that. And he's like, I haven't talked to my brother since 2015. He's on, you know, and it just came out basically the man was on the phone with nobody. So for like a year straight, every morning he's on the phone for 45 minutes, faking like he's on the phone with somebody. He took her to a graveyard to show her where his parents were buried, you know, throughout this time. They're married throughout this.
Uh-huh.
His parents are not buried there. That's a cemetery that he used to work at. She found that out because she found some paperwork that had his ID printed on it. And when she Googled the ID on the old paperwork, it was the cemetery. He was lying, saying he was VP of a company. She found out he was just a temp worker. He obviously made some type of good money that he was able to keep the bills afloat, but that's all he did was keep the bills afloat. She did everything else. He just lied y'all about so much stuff. And he was taking her and showing her places as if these things were real. And she found out that it wasn't. And she talked about it, recapped in a 50-part series. She has over 3 million views on TikTok. She's been offered all type of deals. And if you know, you know, I'm sure we're going to get some readers that's going to chime in about that. Anyways, had me focused. I'm invested. I'm deep in. I've been cleaning up, listening to her in my AirPods on the way to work, after work. Crazy. Anyways, moving on in social media, Portia Williams and Simon the African. We don't know his last name. We do, but we forget it because I can't pronounce it. Anyways, Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta and Simon, her husband of 15 months, are now allegedly getting a divorce, which Portia Williams has called for. People said that they saw this coming because, you know, obviously, you know, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, those women get a bad, you know, I guess, staple for being gold diggers. He's African. She got a lot of money from dealing with him because of his culture, his endeavors. She is known for taking this man from another housewife that introduced her, brought her to her home. She met this man. She took this man from her a couple years later, excuse me, got the hiccups. So if you're into Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know Portia is supposed to be returning. Her and Simon are supposedly going to divorce. I don't know if this is allegedly a publicity stunt or what, but the girls that know, know, and the ones that don't, don't. Lastly, Wendy Williams, have y'all been seeing?
Yeah, I heard about that. Go ahead, though.
Have y'all been seeing the trailer to the new documentary? It is so sad. It is so sad where she is right now. Like, it's not looking good. She's not looking good. The things that's going around on around her, the people that she has around her, is not. It's just not looking the best. She has been diagnosed, which came out yesterday. She's been diagnosed with dementia, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, aphasia, I don't know, but it basically has to do with the memory and the deterioration of the brain, and she, I know she does have like thyroid issues and some other stuff that goes on with her health, which is like the reason why she lost weight up and down. But I'm not like a big Wendy Williams fan, but I do want to say like prayers to her, her situation. I hate to see anybody having to go through the stuff that she's going through in the limelight. We all know like her husband Kevin, he had found another, got another woman while they were still married and very much together. Got another woman, got her pregnant, moved her in two doors down from Wendy Williams in his house, bought her cars, used Wendy's money to finance her life, have this child, left Wendy broke, and she trusted her husband to kind of carry all these financial things. Wendy is now said to be in this documentary drunk a lot of the time, belligerent, losing her memory, paying people around her to be so-called, you know, friends and people. She has a way.
Uh-huh. Is she paying people to look the other way?
Yeah, and she also has a guardian over her, which is not her family. Somebody has been able to come forward and make themselves the guardian over her and her finances, but this is not her son, her mother, her brother, anybody like that. She's been given, you know, kind of so-called guardian because she was deemed incompetent, I guess, for whatever reason. Her family was not, you know, given that power, and this documentary shows how they're fighting for that, what she's going through and all of that. So prayers to her. A lot of people do say it's karma for how bad she talked about people. I think that's a really nasty thing to say. Even if somebody was like a fucked up person, and you know, you think this is so-called their karma, you know, or whatever like that, like, it's just to say it's a nasty thing to say, you know, about somebody when they in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? You don't agree, you feel like they deserve it, you know, that's your prerogative, but still prayers to her. I hope that whatever she's going through it get better, but it's looking really bad, y'all, and they making it a Lifetime documentary.
Damn, Wendy.
That's crazy.
I kind of felt like Wendy just giving y'all all that tea right there, but...
Hey, you did a great job with the social media, man.
Yeah, you did your thing. You did the thing. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, I had dropped this in the chat. I don't know if y'all watched the video or not, but the artist Lay, he had he's a Nigerian artist. He had a performance in London, I believe. And his dude was there with his shorty, bro. His shorty got on stage and was doing her thing with the artist, and Buddy was looking real sad in the crowd, bro. I ain't finna lie to you.
Man, Usher don't spend.
But this is what I was finna say. You're exactly right, D. Are we just in the culture where like women want dudes to be okay with them going on stage and being with an artist, you know what I'm saying, provocatively, and coming back like, oh yeah, what's up? Because ain't no way, boy. Dudes ain't built like that.
I don't care if you're artist or not. Disrespect is disrespect, dog.
Come on, dog. Exactly.
Come on, dog. You right here partying with nigga in my face? Nah, that ain't happening.
So is it the same for like if Janet Jackson calls a man on the stage and wants to reenact that little famous dance that she did with that guy when she had on all that leather and had him strapped to that chair many years ago?
Well, listen, man, I'm going to tell you one
thing. I just want to know, is it the same, or are we just holding each other to different standards?
I think it's different standards, but I think it should be the same. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you flat out, bro. If you're in a relationship and somebody calling you on stage to do something, bro, Like, if you respect your relationship, then you're going to take a backseat to that. Just tell them nah. Because yeah. the end of the day, that person calling you on stage, they can't make sure you got a place to stay and a house to come home
to. They can, but they ain't.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. You feel me? So if you're willing to risk it all over your relationship,
but then, I mean, at what point is it, like, risking it all versus, like, a one-in-a-chance lifetime to, like, have a good time? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, this is the thing, bro.
And it is a line between disrespect and non-disrespect. I'm not saying that they got to go up there and tongue kiss the person and fill on their private parts and things like that.
Well, this is what I'm saying, Nakiva. I don't think nobody should be idolizing a celebrity, bro. Because they're human beings.
It doesn't matter. That kind of
is, bro. That's exactly what idolization is, bro. Because why are you so excited to see this person, man?
That's just like, I can be inspired by somebody, though. That's not the same thing as idolization. If I see Obama and you're telling me, as a man, you can have your own prerogative. You don't want me hugging another man. If I got a chance to hug Barack Obama because
if you start acting like a groupie around another man, be you done.
First of all, Obama ain't gonna disrespect his wife. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't gonna even be like that.
It's not, but what y'all talking about, what y'all are saying, and this is where y'all become like a little sexist, because y'all are saying it's objective. Disrespect can be different depending on what your experience of disrespect is. If my man does not want me hugging another man, oh, it's different because it's Obama versus it's Usher. If I give it a hug, because one may look more appealing than the other one in whatever sense. What's the difference? Being inspired and idolizing somebody is different. I can be inspired somebody because that's
It's about the provocativeness of that encounter.
So it goes down to the encounter. So that's on a scale of whatever that looks like and whatever that feels like to that person. I mean, that's what I mean by objective. We cannot say what that means like or what that looks like for everybody. I could be a musician I could meet Usher. I could have a boyfriend. And I could meet Usher for the first time.
Let me just say this real quick.
Finish my point.
Okay.
I can be musically inspired on the inside, and you might not notice about me. And it's my dream to meet my musical inspiration, not because I'm idolizing this person and putting them on some type of sexual pedestal, but this is who I am inspired by. But you, as my man, you feel like I shouldn't be going hugging, or I shouldn't drop a tear when I see another man, because that makes you feel whatever type of way that makes you feel like. Some shit is just, I mean, is we being for real here, or is we just living in our ego? You cannot possess people.
Listen, the thing that I'm finna tell you about men is men is how they is. So you can feel however you want to feel, but for the most part, a man is a man. So when your female as a dude is acting all gushy and like a groupie to another man, I cancel Christmas on a bit in a heartbeat.
You don't even celebrate, so be for real.
Well, you're right. I cancel that shorty in a heartbeat because.
And why is it that you, when you referring to the woman's perspective, it's about their feelings, but when you're referring to the man's perspective, it's just a man being a man. What's up with that?
But because naturally, bro, a man really don't want no other man around his shorty. Like, this is the part that a lot of females fail to understand. Y'all could feel however y'all want to feel, but it's in a man's nature to want that shorty to only. So, like, again, if you want to go and be all gushy over an artist or a person or whatever the case may be, and you go to start acting different and real provocative around another dude, baby, by all means, that's your
provocative. I can understand, but let's limit it to those characteristics. Inappropriate, provocative, sexually indulging. Now that's different than just being excited, or you know, where is your line? I guess everybody is different, so I guess that's where it comes to just that person. Because not just men, women can be jealous in the same situations. But I think that it's really. I'm probably gonna say the word wrong. Ego is it's really just, I feel like men living in their ego with this certain thing, because this has been going on since the beginning of the time. Women have been going on stage, they've been crying, they've been passing out over Michael Jackson. Men been going on stage. They been getting lap dances by Destiny Child. And these have been men who are obviously married to the world. They've been, Janet Jackson has been, you know, doing these things. And I think now all of a sudden, it's like this, oh no, like, D, you a little bit older than us. You remember when Magic Johnson, Terrence Howard, and the other dude was on awards getting the lap dance.
Oh, yeah, I saw that online, but I don't remember. But, yeah,
by, you know what I'm saying, by Destiny's Child. These are not new things that's been happening, and I don't know when it's been such a big deal. Celebrities are celebrities for a reason. Now, I do agree with not idolizing nobody, you know what I'm saying? But to be inspired, to, you know, to be able to have fun, you cannot possess people to the point where, like, you own them. You don't own, you don't own anybody. You don't own anybody's perception. You don't own them, and you don't own their feelings in a space and in a time. Now, respect, and like I said, provocativeness and sexualness, that's where the line causes for disrespect. But just all across the board, I don't think it's like a flat line of what that's supposed to look like when you're going to a concert or something. Now, you should speak probably for you. I would think that the ideal, that most men do not want their woman gushing over another man. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
That does not feel good for nobody, though. It's not just men.
But I can only speak for the men because I'm a man, bro.
But at what point could tell you, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I could tell you, bro, like I say this all the time.
To see this person that they not gonna go home with.
It's a lot of double standards out here, bro. I tell y'all this all the time. So if a dude go to a concert with his old lady and she go to acting different, that bitch might be single after that. And that is what it is, because a man is not finna put up with a lot of shit that a woman will put up with. It's just a reality.
On one side, though, Jordan, I feel what Nikki was saying. That's a one-time event. She may not never meet Usher again.
I don't give a damn, baby. I could care less.
Who you hell?
I could care Jordan less.
Be capping. I swear to God, Jordan.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm just saying that he motherfucking capping, because I bet you he not finna be acting like motherfucking Christmas castle around his motherfucker if he was put in that position. And if it was him, and it was. I don't know who Jordan may give a fuck about.
I wouldn't, because I don't care about celebrities. That they regular people like me.
They regular people, but it doesn't matter. If you get a chance to go somewhere with somebody who was obviously a celebrities are celebrities for a reason. It might be a one in a lifetime chance that you might see this person. That's just like, if you put it in perspective, your woman or your whoever may feel like men who have, I could be talking to somebody, they feel like men who have locks are not professional, you should not be dealing with them. I got a one in a life chance to go meet Jay-Z, and he's supposed to be hearing me out about XYZ, but my man told me I can't go because why would you go see somebody with locks? That's not even professional. What the fuck can he teach you? You know what I'm saying? That's if we just basing off what somebody feels and what they seeing and what the case may be versus a once in a lifetime chance, get me fucked up. You know,
I mean, this is the thing that I'm trying to explain to you.
Only time where that matters if it's disrespect, which is, I think, sexual indulgent behavior, provocative behavior, or something like that. But just going up there having fun, being able to hug, you might be happy to see somebody drop a couple tears of joy. Like, damn, a bitch can't come home.
Let me tell you something, bro. Just speaking from the man perspective, I'm gonna let D speak to it after this, and we're gonna get into the actual topic. From a man perspective, if my old lady really get the gushing or want to be like that around another man, he could have you. You know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, y'all know how I feel about the thing. I feel like that's disrespectful. Number one, whatever encounter it is. Especially if you go to gushing over a celebrity, because me, I ain't even one of them kind of people. I've seen like a lot of celebrities in real life. I was in Charlotte's airport and I seen Wendell Pierce. And a lot of y'all, if
who
you don't know
who is that,
Well, okay, I'm finna explain. A lot of y'all who don't know who Wendell Pierce is, I don't know if y'all ever watched Suits, but that's one of the shorty pops. That's the black lawyer who owned the other firm.
All right, give Wendell, us another example, because that one was a hit.
All right, so whatever the case may be, Google that shit. Google who Wendell Pierce is. I seen him in Charlotte's airport. I gave him the international black person head nod, and I kept it pushing. I'm not finna. I'm
that's
not finna
another
jump.
Male, though. Obviously, you don't give a fuck.
But even if it's another female, even if I seen like Lotto or Ice Spice or Beyonce, I don't give a fuck about none of them.
So if like, Beyonce I'm not offered finna, you a hug,
hell no, nah, bro.
You don't want one.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't, bro. You feel me?
If Beyonce offered you a hug, you don't want to go over there and say hey to Beyonce?
I take the hug. I ain't kept.
Man, come
I ain't
on,
finna
no,
cap, bro. I think the whole and see y'all don't understand this part of my life because I don't speak too much about this. But I really think the whole Hollywood culture is really demonic, bro. So I'm not finna gush or want to be in contact with none of the celebrities because they promote a lifestyle to the public that a lifestyle that they ain't really living. So I'm good. I'm extra.
That's not
straight.
Every celebrity though. That's why I said that it's just. I think it's on a case by case basis.
Okay, so take it back to Beyonce, bro. Beyonce, Ciara, all of them making songs about how good it is. They want to be single. They don't need no man. But these hoes happily married.
You're
make
picking
it make
those
sense.
People on purpose to make the point of what you the make a point.
First
about
of all, I
saying.
Didn't bring up Beyonce. Y'all brought up Beyonce,
and we're not
bro.
Talking
I'm
about what.
Saying.
And we're not talking about what lifestyle they're portraying. You like to get off this track. We're talking about if you see that motherfucker, you telling me you don't want to say hello
no,
to Beyonce.
I
you don't want to give her a
fuck
business
up.
Card.
No,
you wouldn't want
to
give her a dab. You want to
no,
give her a hug.
I don't.
Okay, yeah, you cap.
No.
Straight up.
I don't because yeah. This is the thing, bro.
Come
y'all
on, be for
so,
real. Be for
I'm
real.
Being dead ass. I'm being dead ass. All
right.
Exactly. Yeah, and,
well,
and that's the problem.
We see strangers every day and give them business cards. You can't fucking tell me if we see some fucking celebrities, we don't want to go holler at them.
I don't.
All right. Okay.
My lifestyle right, is already how I want right. Set up that I don't need no hey. Celebrity attention for me to
hey,
get ahead.
Listeners, write yeah, in. What? Give me a poll. Who thinks Jordan's capping?
Hey, Carly, what you want to see? If I seen Beyonce tomorrow, bro, I'd be like, oh shit, that's Beyonce. Cool. I probably walk the other way.
Damn.
And D know that for a fact. Cause anytime that bitch play a Beyonce song around me, I'd be like, oh no. Nah,
it ain't
turn
even
that
about
off.
The music. That don't even matter. But anyways, let's get to the topic again. We've been talking about this all day. Jordan's yeah. Capping. Let's move on.
Hey, we yeah. Have a listening
letter, y'all. Ain't no cap in my rap.
All right, baby. All right. All right. Next topic.
Man, y'all can read the listening letter if y'all want it. Not,
okay.
Man,
I read it.
Cool.
I got it up already.
All right.
Hold on real quick. Take a little sip of my...
I'm going to have that bit up already and talking about hold up a minute.
No, because I've been arguing with you, so my throat got a little dry.
Oh, yeah, because you think it's a lot of rap in my cap. Cap in my rap.
Yeah, get that shit together, because you done said it backwards. Okay. Hey, D-Stark Show. My name is Monica, and I'm from Tennessee. I wanted to write in about my personal situation a few years ago. I was dating a famous athlete, and I was loving every bit of our relationship. One day, we had a disagreement, and it was a Tuesday, and it was sunny outside. I simply told my boyfriend that I did not want to go to the restaurant that he wanted to go to, and he started calling me an ungrateful bitch and saying how much I should appreciate what he's doing for me, like paying for dinner. I simply shrugged it off and decided that it was no big deal, and I went to the restaurant that he wanted to go to. The whole time I was at dinner, I was thinking about how he had never acted this way before towards me, and I barely ate my food. Once we left dinner, we did not talk much after that for about a week. He ordered flowers to be dropped off at my house with a sincere apology letter, and I was in love all over again, thinking that it was a mistake and that it would never happen again. I was wrong. Later in the year, we had a disagreement. The disagreement would change my life. The disagreement was over the outfit that I had on, minor to me, but it resulted in him hitting me in the head so hard that I lost hearing permanently in my left ear, along with fracturing my cheekbone. Dang. At that point, I realized that this was his true character and he was not going to stop. I blocked him and I moved from Nashville, Tennessee to Knoxville, Tennessee. I wanted to write you this letter because other people need to know when to get out of a toxic situation. I never looked back and you never should if things are this bad. That's the listener letter.
Wow. Hey, let me tell you something, boy. You know I've been mad or upset on a date if she don't eat none of her food, but let me tell you something, boy.
That's number one, yeah.
Come on, dog. Hey, if one of y'all want to tackle this first, man, go ahead. Cause
me personally, man, as a, you know what I'm saying, guys, I'm talking to guys that like to put their hands on women. First of all, that's not your child. And if you feel like you got to hit a woman, hey, punch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
That bitch said punch yourself.
Hey, bro, I'm like this, bro. When it comes down to a man hitting a woman, man, I have no respect for you, dog. Because I don't care what that woman do to you. If she don't put her hands on you, I don't care what she say or do, you ain't got no right to put your hands on her. Just leave. You know what I'm saying? Leave the situation. It's just like we were just talking about. Okay, if your girl go on stage and you disrespect that, you feel like she disrespect you in some type of way.
Oh, yeah, she done.
You just leave. You know what I'm saying? Don't go home and beat that girl up because, hey, look.
You're right. Hey, you're right.
That's not your fucking child, you know? Me, personally, I feel like she shouldn't have to run away from her hometown, if that was her hometown she'd be living in, just to get away from somebody. You know, as a man, hey, look, if she says it's over, and you don't put your hands on her. I feel like any man that hit a woman, you're a coward. You know what I'm saying? The average man that hit a woman would not fight a man. And that's my belief right now.
Jordan?
I think realistically, when it comes to that violence piece amongst like men and women, bro, again, as a dude, bro, you can't be putting your hands on a woman. Naturally, you stronger than most women. But like I said a couple shows ago, if Layla Ali put her hands on me, she getting the whole business. But I don't give a damn what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Her hands register weapons, but I ain't going to lie to you. But she going to have to get pieced up if I got it in me. Is what it is, but you know, on average, bro, the average man is stronger than the average female, bro, and especially she would talk about she would dating an athlete, bro. So a man athlete, bro, is definitely gonna be stronger than a woman on average to begin with. So a lot of that can be solved by just, you know, staying out of those situations, and I'm very thankful that this lady got out of her situation before she ended up worse off or even maybe dead. Right. And I'm not saying that I'm happy that she only got a broken cheekbone, but or permanent loss in her what she say, right or left ear. That's detrimental, bro. Just speaking as a man to other men, bro, don't put your hands on a woman, bro, because on the balance of probabilities, majority of the time, you're stronger than him. And at the same time, bro, that's somebody's daughter. Because if a man put his hands on my daughter, bro, I ain't going to lie, I'm going to catch a case.
Hey, I'm going to catch a case. I feel you on that, Joy.
You feel me? I'm going to catch a case, bro. And that's just, it is what it is. Because, yo, what was you thinking? I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that's right in any means. And this is one of those tough conversations that we have about domestic violence. But that's not fair. And I know a lot of people in the audience or the listeners may be like, well, you know, what about if a man, if a woman put her hands on a man? You know, that's the same thing, bro. If you a man in a relationship and you feel like your woman is constantly putting her hands on you and being violent towards you, hey, you gotta leave, man.
Get out of
here. You gotta leave, because at the point where you decide to put your hands back on her, and something go left and you potentially kill or injure that woman, you know, in a major way. But yeah, going to jail.
Facts, you out of here. But, you know, sorry can't bring a motherfucking life back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
A bitch quit to say, I'm sorry, bitch. Come on now.
Hey.
I think that it's just so unfortunate and it's so sad. How many men just like in this situation, because we're talking about men, how many men just like, because, and let me say this before I continue. Domestic violence is not only man to woman. It's also going to be woman to man. And right. Also can be
or even woman to kids.
Woman to kid yep. Or man to man. Whatever your situation is when it comes to some type of domestic partner, it can be considered domestic violence. But right now I'm speaking to these men that feel that it's okay to put their hands on women. I think it's just so unfortunate that a lot of men, most men, lack basic emotional intelligence that they cannot control themselves. To where something so small as to what you wear, as if your clothes cannot be changed, or where you want to eat, as if you were this big athlete that you couldn't afford to go anywhere either one of y'all wanted to go, that you felt the need to put your hands on this woman, especially to the point where her cheekbone is fractured or injured and she's lost hearing. That takes a big blow to be able to do that to somebody. And it takes a big blow in a way that can seriously injure somebody, like what she talked about. Now, thank God it wasn't that she took that first blow or whatever into consideration, and she made sure that she didn't put herself in a predicament for it to happen again. But a lot of women are not so lucky because a lot of men don't even know that they are emotionally unintelligent. They don't know that they're emotionally unintelligent, that they can't handle their emotions or their rage or their jealousy or their ego until they're put into a situation where they have to manage it and they don't know how. Sometimes that's not always a red flag you see in the beginning of a relationship, especially as a woman. A lot of women, and from both sides of the spectrum, a lot of women marry men that have hit them at least once before they marry them. And a lot of women marry men who have never hit them, but after they become married, endure a lot of suffering from violence. Because then they feel like, you know, they got you theirs, or you belong to, or whatever situation may be, or you just have not triggered them in a way that you've triggered them until after you've become their wife. You know what I'm saying? You might not have hit that nerve that they didn't know how to bounce back from. And that's where, as parents and as grown people, you have to learn what your triggers are, and you need to learn how to emotionally handle yourself. Because when a man and a woman are both very two emotional creatures, they end up fighting like two broads, because it's like two broads facing two broad-like emotions. If we not going by whatever this, and me and Jordan touched on this before, I think in a few episodes, maybe a good while ago, there is no social norm to what is supposed to be and what's not supposed to be no more. You know what I'm saying? And I think even though nobody should be putting their hands on nobody, it was a time where it was like women and children out the way. You know what I'm saying? If your big ass as a man, and I'm not saying it right, so I'm not like trying to like advocate it for this or nothing, but if you can't, you know, take a push or a shove from a woman to the point where you feel like you need to knock their ass out, you know, afterward, I just feel like it's a lot. And
hey, let me
go ahead.
What I was finna say, bro, to one of your comments, I don't think that's most men. When it comes to the domestic violence piece, I don't think majority of men is putting their hands on women. Second part of that,
I didn't say majority of men are putting their hands on women, but I'm saying majority of women who end up getting into domestic violent relationships, half of them may spot that red flag before marrying this person. You may have got popped one time and not thought nothing of it before marrying this person. The other half of people may have never had a domestic encounter with this person, and it did not happen until after they have become married. I'm not saying that most men hit women. I'm just saying most of the time when it comes to the red flags, it's a good percentage of that don't see that in the beginning. It don't hit to afterwards. I'm just speaking about dating and married couples. But go ahead.
I get what you're saying. What I'm finna say is, when we talk about subjects like this, I'm one of those people, and I'm pretty sure D feel the same way. Just like we was talking about, if your old lady get on stage at a concert or get out in public and start gushing over a celebrity, that emotional intelligence piece that you're speaking of, a lot of men do have it, and that's why a lot of men do walk away from certain situations like that. Because, you know, to your point, what you're saying is men and their egos. Well, this is the thing. If a man's got a boundary about what he feels is appropriate and inappropriate, that's not really his ego. That's just him setting healthy boundaries. So if he decides to walk away from a woman who don't have no self-control when she get around a celebrity.
Talking about walking away because that's the right thing to do. We're talking about when you're not walking.
I know what I'm saying is I recommend that men walk away because that other piece, if you're going to get violent towards a shorty and even a shorty getting violent towards a man, that's not the route you want to travel, bro. And it's very easy to tell you that because once you engage in combat with a person, at that point, it's all bets off. Because if I engage in combat with a person, whether it's a man or a woman, I'm fighting for my life at this point. I might just shoot you and put you down and be done with it because I don't know what you're trying to do. Yep. And can't nobody blame me for that because I was attacked. I was accosted first. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that piece is there. But in situations where it's a relationship type of thing, if your spouse or your partner is being overly aggressive or overly abusive to you, yo, get out of that. Just like this lady in our listener letter, bro, you have to get out of that in the early stages because if you wait until the late end, you might end up at the coroner's office.
Yep.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I know where you was going with that at first, but yeah. So of course we want, you know, that's ultimately you don't want to stay in those situations like that. And something I really, really, really want to touch on, and it'll probably bring stuff full circle to some of the shows that we had in the past. Y'all fathers, especially fathers that have daughters, let me tell y'all something. Women and young girls go through a lot of weird shit. When it's men and it's young men in this world that feel like they don't got nobody to answer to behind that woman or that little girl. It's a lot of men that do a lot of weird shit to grown women and to young ladies when they feel like they don't have nobody to answer to behind that young lady or that grown woman. Which is why it's so imperative that y'all men are making sure that y'all showing up in these lives and y'all kids' life.
The young girls' life, yeah.
Especially these little girls. It's even when they go into womanhood, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women who get whooped on is because these men that's whooping.
They didn't have a man figuring their life.
They ain't got nobody to answer to after they do that. They know they ain't got no daddy to answer to. They know they ain't got no uncles that's come behind their back. Or, you know what I'm saying? They know that these women are protecting them, you know, so that they not going to go that route. And that's another thing too. As women, we have to stop. And I'm not saying it in a way that it's ever warranted, you know what I'm saying? But we do have a flip side of the coin of women that like to provoke men, and then you go tell your cousin Ray Ray and them that your dude then shoved you in the corner. And now some bodies then drop behind you. Let's all keep our hands to ourselves.
I feel you on that, but my thing is, when a person make you upset, you still don't have to put your hands on them, especially a female.
Right.
I'm saying, I get it. I get where you're going. A female can push you to that limit, and I have been pushed to that limit, but I didn't go too.
But no, I'm not saying like you beating a woman ass. I'm saying it'd be the little things because I didn't see situations when we could be. Women could be, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that it's ever warranted, but I'm saying know the situations where you got some women and some men, you know what I'm saying? We popping off on each other, and I'm not saying a man to whip their ass, but you know what I'm saying? You might have restrained, or you might have just been like, stop, you know what I'm saying? Might have to grab and restrain a little bit, and the first thing that other person want to say is, oh, they put their hands on me. Oh, they, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you done called your cousins and them. And now it's a whole war in your city. Three summers, you know what I'm saying? Because you overreacted because of something that you started. That's what I'm saying. Let's just all keep our hands to ourselves.
And I feel you. And those that call people, I start getting in people on arguments, man. When I am not gonna say this person's name, but they called me and my other cousin, man, and then you end up back together. that what really gets me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna go to nobody battle and then, hey, look, next week, now me and this man got a problem because now you running back to him. Y'all gotta leave. You're gonna leave and you're gonna call me. It need to be done. You know what I'm saying? If I'm coming over there to stop this man from beating you up, the relationship need to be open.
Like, I don't play them type of games. Like, as a woman, I've never, even as a young girl, I've never been the one that sit here and want to even act like I'm finna just, you know, jump part of my dude. I'm finna overly, like, try to disrespect him, fight him. I never thought that was cute, fun, or funny. Because when you got people that you've seen or family members or, you know, friends that really have been abused or been in them situations, and you done seen some shit with your own eyes, some busted lips or some black eyes, you know what I'm saying? You realize that it's not shit to play with. And when you done seen some people that's supposed to been left and can't leave for whatever reason, whether it's psychological, you know, warfare, whether it's financial, whether it's kids, you know, and situations like that, it's just not cool. And with that being said, I did want to just throw the hotline number out there for domestic violence hotline. So the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. Once again, that's 800-799-7233. And that's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 24 hours. Every language that you can speak of is interpreters and things like that. If you know anybody that's suffering from domestic violence, if you're suffering from domestic violence, or even if you're just somebody that's bringing awareness to domestic violence, use this hotline number, you know, spread it, drop an anonymous tip if you feel like it can potentially help you or somebody else. And by no means is anything that we say ever advocating for, you know, for violence. We do on our show, everything is alleged and we give perspective, but we are never in the cause of anybody putting their hands on anybody that results in, you know, a domestic feud, violence, or anything like that. So yeah, I just want the listeners to make sure that they're taking that serious. Women, make sure that you're taking your safety series, your kids' safety series. Protect these kids by all costs. And that's for sure. Protect these kids by all costs. You know, men, especially like fathers, let's step up. And even mentors, y'all, uncles, cousins, you know what I'm saying? Step up and be a protection to these babies. Because like I said, a lot of weird shit go on when people don't have nobody to answer to behind hurting another person.
Yup, facts. Facts.
That's all I got with that.
Hey, I gotta send the kid. You did a great job tonight, making awareness. Just all over the show tonight. You did a great job. I'm coming. You did a great job.
Thanks, D.
What's going on, Jordan? You still there? I think he still having issues with AT&T.
It say he connected, but he might not be able to. He might be hopping in and out. But, yeah, I mean, we is getting towards time. But I think this show, we just want to spread awareness, you know, especially among our young men, our young women. It's never okay either way. And we don't support, you know, one side over another side, because I personally know people. I've known men that have been abused by other men in a domestic violence situation where they're in, like, a gay, queer relationship. I've known lesbian relationships where violence was a thing, heterosexual relationships, you know what I'm saying? Mother against child, father against child. It's just never okay, you know what I'm saying? So let's just make sure that we're making good decisions, smart decisions, and that we're protecting ourselves and our children at all costs. So don't forget that domestic hotline. Again, y'all, I'm going to say it again just so y'all don't forget. That's 800-799-7233,
800-799-7233. Yeah, and then a lot of guys, man, you hitting your wife or kids' mother around these young guys, you just creating another monster to grow up and do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that you're teaching your son not to do these things. Because now when they get older, they hit their girlfriends and stuff. Yeah, we can hear you, Joe.
Y'all can hear me? Oh, no, nah, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure I was still on. I don't know what be happening with my phone, why I be bugging out. But y'all right, it may be AT&T. But like I said, I'm a cancer criminal on their ass and I get a minute.
I did want to say, sorry. Go ahead, Jordan.
Go ahead, Jordan.
No, I was just finna say, D, you right, and I keep it well spot on about everything that she said tonight, except me gushing over no celebrity, bro. I don't give a damn who it is, bitch. They bleed just like me.
But I did want to leave something else that came to my mind that I had heard a mother say. You know, you guys know I stay on TikTok, but it's one thing for us to tell people and tell these kids and, you know, try to raise them on what not to do. But when we speak about emotional intelligence, especially for our young men, let's also teach them what to do when they put in these situations that can potentially bring them this type of conflict. You know what I'm saying? We can always say, you know, don't put your hands on a woman, you know, no matter what. But let's also remember to help them know what to do when they put in a compromising situation, not only with women, but where they might need to use their weapons, where somebody might be trying to attack towards them. You know, as women and as mothers, we almost coddle our kids, especially our young men, and keep them out harm's way without teaching them how to protect themselves when they do get in harm's way or when they do get in these sticky situations. It's a big difference. So let's make sure we're covering that all across the board.
Facts. What you got, Jordan, from close up?
Nothing, man. This has been a good show, bro. It's been really insightful for the people when we talk about domestic violence situations. And I just want to preface the conversation and say, like, yo, what Nakiva said earlier was correct, but domestic violence isn't just men on women. We talk about that a lot because of the imbalance of fairness when a woman is engaged in combat with a man on average. But domestic violence can look like, you know, parents being abusive to their kids, or women putting their hands on a man, or women putting their hands on the kids, or man putting their hands on the kids. But domestic violence don't just take on one shape or form. That's not how it works. So advocate for making sure people keep their hands to themselves, because again, if I'm out in public, not to say this is domestic violence, but if I'm out in public and I got to get into it with anybody, yo, I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
So you can't get mad at me for some of the things that I might have to do to get out of that situation. You know what I'm saying? If I got to kill somebody, they got to go.
And that's what I mean by making sure we prepare our young men for situations, because not even only with domestic violence, but with the things that's going on with these police nowadays, with the different type of situations and fucked up, you know, for lack of better words, really the type of fucked up situations you could be in where you don't know what is the right choice to make. We have to make sure that we preparing them to go out in this world and know what their choices are, and know what the repercussions are, and know what consequences come with doing what, and teach them what to do in certain situations, just instead of sheltering, you know, them from situations and saying what you should or should not do. Let's teach. And that's the biggest thing I just want to touch on, along with the domestic violence, even with our young women. All of that trying to fight your man, and, you know, you're not a man. So let's not only say stay out away from getting yourself punched on, don't make nobody else your punching bag and get mad when you get punched.
Hey, real talk. And my take tonight, man, if you're in that type of situation, if it hits you one time, it's going to happen again. Get out. You know what I'm saying?
That's all it is, too.
Get out. If he hit you one time, married or not married, get out of the relationship, because it's going to happen again. I'm sorry, shit. Soon as you trigger him again, he's going to do the same thing over again. Joel, what you have for the close up?
Man, nothing, bro. Like, I got two daughters. You know what I'm saying? So, you act sideways if you want to, but
I know that's right.
I feel you.
You feel me? Matter of fact, damn, now I got two daughters and a lady. You go to talking crazy and acting stupid if you want to. You know, people done died for less, nah.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Watch who you talking to. Watch who you disrespecting. Watch who you putting your hands on. Cause you right, Nikeva. A lot of people feel like they ain't got an answer to nobody when they putting their hands on people until you what they call it, fuck around and find out.
Yep.
Fuck around. Or fuck around. Yeah, I'm gonna just leave that fuck around. Fuck around and find out, because you know, us women, I watch a lot of criminal shit, and a lot of niggas that ended up on Snap for getting their ass blew back for women that can't take it no more, or don't know what the next, you know, answer is, or don't know who to call. So don't lose your life because you can't handle your temper.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's Big Kiva Key. That's all I gotta say on that, y'all.
So, well, listen, man, we are planning originally to shoot this show on video. We didn't have the whole team like we planned to. We also had a guest speaker lined up for today, but things didn't work out how we wanted them to. But we still wanted to bring you this domestic violence show. We've been talking about this for probably the last two episodes, and just some of the things that are going on now, especially some of the things that this culture is normalizing. It's not normal, bro. Nothing about it is normal when you putting your hands on another person.
Facts.
Yeah. So please continue to write in with your listening letters to email.com. That's DeeStarkSOW@gmail.com. Been doing more live action shows for you guys, because we know that's kind of what you want to see. We also got a couple of live shows planned in the future. We're trying to get on the road and start traveling so we can meet you in some of these cities, get sponsorships and everything. We've been doing a lot of collaborations with Dope Living TV and using some of their platform and resources to promote our platform. So we got a lot of things in store, man. 2024 is really going to be big for us. We making a lot of transitions into becoming like official, becoming branded, and getting our names out there better. And we can't have done it without the listeners that we got, the faithful listeners that we got across all of our platforms. And you can catch us on Spotify, iHeart, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, StreamYard, and you can catch us on some of the Dope Living TV episodes on YouTube, as well as some of the other episodes on their channel.
StreamYard will be streaming too from Facebook, right? So let people know how that correlates.
Correct. We also on Facebook, DStarkShow at Facebook .com. I believe Kenyatta created an Instagram and a TikTok. I don't know.
Everything is at the DStarkShow Instagram. The TikTok and the Facebook is at the DStarkShow.
Yep. So
okay. Follow.
Hey, Nikhil, give them that phone number again.
I was gonna just say, I'm gonna close out the show with giving y'all the National Domestic Violence Hotline number again. Like I said, if you know anybody that's facing domestic violence, or if you are involved in domestic violence, make sure that you use this hotline number to get some help. You know, don't be afraid to reach out for help, and don't be afraid to send somebody else some help. So the number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233, and that is the National Domestic Violence Hotline number, and it's open 24/7, all languages. Okay.
Hey, listen, if that number too long for y'all, boy, dial 911. I'm at the point in my life where if I got to tackle a problem or something like that, a violence, I'm calling the Jakes. Well, that's where they take taxes out my check for. Where are the police? I'm telling you, where are the police? Sometimes, because what I'm paying y'all for.
Sometimes it's time for somebody to come on out. So 911 is always enough.
I'm telling you. Tell you, because I might call the Jakes and tell them they better come pick you up off the floor. Bring an ambulance.
Now promoting another whole thing. Okay, nice show, you guys. It's been another episode of the DStark Show.
And guys, we out.
All right.
We out.
We out.